A Stanford University drama professor will speak tomorrow night at Western Michigan University. Harry Elam Jr. is also a vice provost at the school in Palo Alto, California. His address at the Richmond Center tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock is called The Power and Politics of Performing Race. So give us an idea, how do race, performance, and politics all come together?
In terms of politics and performance as a way to start, that an important role we've seen in politics is how they are generally displayed before an audience that have, in a sense, a character, a figure, a performer that is the politician before this, and how you enact such performances have been key to what's happened recently in our thinking about politics. Now, where race plays into it, and performance is about doing. It's an act. When you perform, you do something. And so what that means in terms of race is understanding when and how and if race is enacted. Race is a thing that we do. And how thinking about the concept of doing race informs our own attitudes about what constitutes race and what makes race both a thing that is historically and socially constructed, something that is not, in a sense, on the body, but is sort of mapped on by time, by context, by the situation, as well as race as something that has real consequence and meaning. So that's the two sides of sort of understanding race as performed, that it's both a thing that has consequence and meaning, but when is it something that that we do?
Elam says he will deal with the last two presidential elections and how those reflect attitudes towards race.
And the subject of Barack Obama and how he was portrayed, and how potentially we can think about how race informed how he was portrayed and his political performances and how that plays out on a great national stage.
Well, how much has the presidency of Barack Obama, and maybe not just even the presidency, but the fact that, he was a serious candidate to begin with back in 2008, how much did that change how we view race in terms of politics and how we see it as, you say, performance?
What's happened, and an interesting development, is that the question has been that race is that we've become post-racial, in a sense that race doesn't matter anymore. We've elected a black president, and so therefore it's not within the consideration, or shouldn't be within the consideration, even as the claims that we are post-racial, that everything, even, you know, the votes in the last election show that we're not in a place where race doesn't matter anymore, but race significantly matters in terms of the questions that are arising around higher education and the discrepancies that still exist there, and the case that will soon come up in terms of affirmative action. So that playing field in terms of employment matters, in terms of the issues that was raised around the 1% of versus the 99. I mean, all of those things, race informs everything in terms of those questions of economics, of employment, and of education.
You have a background in theater, so I wonder, when you watch something like the presidential debates, do you look for things in terms of how the candidates may be acting, if you see them sort of playing a role, or when they're giving a speech, particularly President Obama? Do you look for those sort of things to try and see what message they're trying to get across?
Absolutely. I mean, and it's great theater, right? You've got an audience that's there and an audience that's also outside the arena. And so everything in terms of how you perform is critical in terms of that and what you do to enact. So, I mean, power is being played out in so many ways in terms of that. They have to be incredibly careful on both sides in terms of what they do and what is overt, and the notion of playing the race card if and how and when, or if they don't do that. So understanding racial performances in those contexts or trying to see them are much more, have to be more subtle and have to be. And the thing that we also need to understand, you mentioned what I bring into, you know, as a theater scholar trying to watch whatever, what audiences do, audiences bring their own baggage into any performance. You know, so you could be watching a Shakespeare play on King Lear, you know, where you were, how many times you've seen Shakespeare, what you know of him, as well as, you know, your own viewing experience, whatever. That all of that baggage informs.
Harry Elam Jr. is a drama professor and vice provost at Stanford University. He will speak at Western Michigan University's Richmond Center tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. His address is part of the university's events to honor the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr., and also part of the Center for Humanities Power and Public's Speaker Series. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.